I have no idea if it'll work because I'm really screwed up.
Super baked.
I'm super baked. You guys, actually, this is the second time recording this because I accidentally took my my medical cannabis. I doubled up on the pressed capsules, and yeah,
forgot that
yeah,
you did that. Yeah.
I didn't realize that I took the one and then was like, oh, it's morning time to take my meds, and flying, guys, and we kind of wasted a reaction, and I kind of got lost. I might include it to the Lord of the Rings Rings of Power. I might not. So, but we'll talk about the show and after we do the intro video and say, see, I almost screwed it up again. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre, the show on LRM's Genreverse Podcast Network, where we get to talk about anything and everything in entertainment news, geek, and pop culture. Sponsored by the good folks over at Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. Be sure to see the link and wait for the ad later on in the episode for more info. LRMonline.com, genreverse.com are the websites. You find everything from the podcast to the news, opinions, and interviews there. Genreverse Podcast Networks, wherever you get your podcasts from, and available now on YouTube as its own individual channel, the Genreverse Podcast Network on YouTube. So yeah, I'm Kyle Malone. This is Christine Malone, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to put in. There's not much to react to, so all it is the lines about how many rings were made for which species, humans, dwarves, and elves, and then the one for the Dark Lord, and the show's being called Lord of the Rings, the Rings of Power. Mm-hmm. Now, Christine, we both like the movies.
Yes.
I think you're a bit more of a fan than I am.
Correct.
More willing to rewatch, but what do you think about getting a Lord of the Ring series now? You know what it's kind of going to be about Sauron's rise, or at least the things that allowed Sauron to rise, and focus on the rings.
I am interested. The teaser was kind of, okay. You know, so it's just like, we'll have to wait and see more. I'm waiting for like an official trailer, because it's like, oh, wow, we get to see smoke and molten metal, and it's so exciting. So yeah, just, and the title is just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what substance they have in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll wait and see, but I am looking forward to seeing more.
Yeah. With TV, you always have a chance to expand more, balance world and character, building and storytelling better than you can with movies sometimes.
Yes.
Excuse me. Risa, leave Keone alone. And so fantasy for me is always something that's hard to get into, because you got to do more than just put me in a fantasy world. There's got to be a hook. That's why I like action adventure fantasy, you know, things like Hook. You know, Hook's all fantasy, but that's high adventure. It's adventurous fantasy. Lord of the Rings is one that in many ways had high adventure, but also just a shit ton of high. This is the myth, the legend. This is the who beget who. It's almost like Genesis type shit. And you're just like, oh my God, I get it. It's really, really old, and these people are important. Can they get back to killing things? But
I thought it was Leviticus that wanted to like go
or
through
numbers
like,
or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was Leviticus where they were talking about.
Well, that was rules and stuff, but the who beget who. I don't remember. But you guys,
we do not read our Bible enough.
those of you that are familiar with the beginning books, you know what I'm getting at. But yeah, that alone doesn't do it for me. You got to get a little bit more. Like, I love history. I love getting a broader context of what is going on, and I don't know why I left that up on the screen for you guys. Sorry.
I don't know.
I just need something else there. Comedy, action, deep politics, like real deep politics, like you see in things like Game of Thrones or Battlestar Galactica. I know that's sci-fi, but you know, that level of political play can be enough. If it's literally just this long drawn out, you know, legacy thing. I was making sure that wasn't a phone call from the school, but it can just become boring and burdensome, you know, like having to know all of this stuff to carry with me just to get to the actual point of the story. Wheel of Time, I didn't feel burdened me with that, and hopefully this doesn't either.
Yeah, plus, you know, we've seen all the movies, so it's like we already have a leg up. It's not fresh. It's something that we already know.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're going to be watching, like, because, like, with Wheel of Time, that was kind of difficult. Like, I kept having to go back and be like, the fuck is going on here? So with this, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be incredibly lost.
Too lost.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Oh, man. It's cool. So yeah. I don't really have much else to say on that because I'm super, you know, like I said, screwed up. Sorry about it, but I wanted to get something out today. Today it's been so long since we've been able to do five full Daily Cog episodes, and now that I said it out loud, that means something will happen tomorrow.
Shame on you.
Happening, but
throw salt over your shoulder.
This is closest I can get. Human skin's covered in salt. Anyways, guys, let's take a quick word from our sponsors over Grow Generation.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. From propagation to harvest, they have everything you need for your special garden. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
All right, and thank you guys so much for sponsoring the episode. Please do check out Grow Generation, link below. A couple of quick fire stories. Sorry, not going to be a whole lot to like discuss, but like I said, I just kind of wanted to get something out for you guys. But you know, the Daily Cog also doesn't just chit chat. We like to cover news stuff, and here's a few filming updates that I found kind of interesting that you can find up on the website lrmonline.com. Filming updates like Ahsoka is we've been hearing about different filming schedules, and we've got some sources that, you know, feed us stuff that doesn't necessarily pop up everywhere, but it looks like Ahsoka was going to film in March, but is actually going to film earlier, starting in February.
Cool.
That's a good thing. It means productions are moving along good for what's in the volume or in the studio or on location well enough that it's like, hey, we can move something up. What it does worry me a little bit about is things that come afterwards. Do they need a buffer? Like, how someone on the set of Black Panther Wakanda Forever,
Letitia Wright.
No.
Someone else got hurt?
No, she got COVID and production had to slow down again. And so I'm wondering if there's anything on the other side of Ahsoka that needed a breath, you know, an extra bit of time, and moving this up allows more flex time. But overall, I see it as a good thing because it means that there's more time for editing or reshoots on this. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know we're getting Rosario Dawson with this. Hayden Christensen, Vanna Sakno, they mentioned her earlier, and Natasha Lou Bordizzo, who's going to be playing Sabine Wren. Chris, I'm telling you guys that World Between Worlds crap with her how she's here right now and the logo for the show uses it. It's scary. It's scary to think what they could do with Vader and Anakin and anyways.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. So another filming update, Kraven. Kraven the Hunter going to be starring Aaron Taylor Johnson. Is that his name? I think so. Yep. Aaron Taylor Johnson, who played Quicksilver Pietro in Avengers Age of Ultron, is now going to loosely be connected. Oh, Sony's stuff is 100% because of No Way Home. Fuck you guys. They're not. They're still trash. The Kraven the Hunter is loosely connected to the MCU proper now, so it's going to be kind of weird. But it looks like production dates have always been tentative, and now more than ever. This is from Murphy's Multiverse. More than ever, it's important to keep that in mind. But assuming no delays, it sounds like Kraven the Hunter will begin production in the UK next month. Okay. That's cool.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, January 20th.
You said the word Sony, and I'm like, oh, God.
I mean, they pushed, Morbius for 3 months to allegedly give room for No Way Home to make more money. But I think they're filming things for it. Whether that's probably, more yeah. No Way Home driven stuff or, oh my God, this movie's testing horribly stuff, I don't know. And I'm not betting money on one over the other that they have shitty stories, but says Murphy's Multiverse goes on to say, given the film's January 2023 release date, it's a very sensible timeline for principal photography, leaving plenty of time for any additional photography, which is always factored into these projects. And they're right, you gotta factor in flex time and things like that. I wonder if filming uses the critical path method used in project planning, like we did in the Army.
I don't know.
And then the last bit of filming news, you know, Zack Snyder had a Star Wars movie pitch. Yeah.
Okay.
And they didn't do it, so he turned it into a original IP. He's calling it Rebel Moon.
Okay. Oh God! Hold on, I need a moment. That's terrible. Oh, my God.
Why is it terrible?
Because it sounds lame.
The title?
Yes.
Oh. Well.
And it's like.
They actually say the word, the Rebel Moon will be in range in X amount of time.
I know, but it's like, it's still like, that's the title you're going for. I mean, because like, there's like, though. Just that little bit, but still, it's like. It's not a big thing. So now it's like, what are you doing?
Well, I think it's more of like tongue-in-cheek of like, it was going to be Star Wars-ish and here's the, or it was going to be a Star Wars movie and here's the, not that it ever was like going through the real motions. The way I understand it's just it was a pitch that he's decided to turn into its own thing instead. Yeah, man, look, Snyder can do action if he doesn't George Lucas himself with the technology like he did with all the goddamn slow motion shit in Justice League.
Yeah. Ugh. So we'll see what this is.
Anyways, production list says that this will be filming between March 1st and August 31st. So a lot of big projects moving forward. It looks like despite the Omicron surges going on and we're aware that a lot of places are suffering, and this is not taken away from that at all, but it seems like enough things are functioning that entertainment's moving along in a relatively worse surge than they did in 2020. How it will actually affect the end products, kind of like how Book of Boba Fett was affected in it visibly, and its blocking and way who can interact with who in the show remains to be seen. But yeah. Anyways, guys, since I already have that window open, it's been open. You've been staring at tiny pictures of Christine and I. I'll apologize one last time before saying go check out the website, lrmonline.com, every day for all of your entertainment news, needs, and opinions, podcasts, and interviews, and rumors, leaks, scoops, interviews, all that great stuff right there. Yes. There for you guys. The podcasts are available wherever you get your podcasts from: Google, Spotify, Apple, all that good stuff. Leave a review thumbs up, some stars, or whatever you can do. And then share us with some friends and family, and of course help out the brand new Genreverse Podcast Network YouTube channel. Subscribe, please do hit that subscribe button, hit the bell so you know when new shows come out. This is just the podcast, guys, so it's Daily Cup of Genre, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. This week we're going to be reviewing Deadpool, and then we're going to do Logan, and then we've got a very 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 special treat for you guys. Nick and I will probably talk about on the Deadpool review for you guys. And then Animeversal Reviews, No Mercy is going to be wrapping up this week, or at least yep. for Cobra Kai Season 4, the Cantina. Lots of great content for you guys. So, yeah, be sure to check it all out. I'm at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. If you want to follow me, if not, please do at least follow at the Genreverse and at LRM _ exclusive. You, stuff.
Say stuff? Okay. God damn it.
Cats.
Our fur babies are acting immature. Anyway, you can find me at Adorable Doom on Twitter, and that's all I got.
Okay. I will load up our outro video. Guys, thank you for bearing with me. I hope at least you had fun laughing at me. Bye.